USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 18 years since the 9/11 attacks, and there are events being held across America to remember that tragic day. President Trump and First Lady Melania are attending a Pentagon memorial at this hour. Vice President Mike Pence is at the Flight 93 memorial in Pennsylvania and in New York City.
Mark Francis Broderick.
Herman Charles Broghammer.
Events include the annual reading of the names of the victims out loud in Lower Manhattan. A ceremony at the 9/11 memorial will be going on for several hours. A hospital had to be evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. That tornado hit as powerful thunderstorms and flash flooding were sweeping through the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The New England Patriots are to be back at practice today, but it's unclear whether the newly signed wide receiver Antonio Brown will be on the practice field with them. The defending Super Bowl champs had the day off yesterday, the day a woman filed suit against Brown, accusing him of sexually assaulting her. She claims Brown sexually assaulted her three different times in 2017, 2018, when she was his trainer. Yesterday was Apple's big annual event to reveal new products, and that included revealing the date its new subscription TV service will launch. CEO Tim Cook says some people won't even have to pay anything for it for a while.
When you buy an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, or an Apple TV, you'll get 1 year of Apple TV Plus included for free.
The first shows from Apple Plus will be available on November 1st in over 100 countries. Remember, you can find us anytime online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The number of uninsured Americans rising for the first time in nearly a decade. The U.S. Census Bureau reporting the rate increased to 8.5% in 2018, up a half a percentage point from the previous year. It was led by a decline in the number of people covered by Medicaid. The percentage of those with private coverage, either through their employers or bought directly, did not change statistically. The share of those on Medicare, though, increased along with an aging population. Overall, about 27.5 million people were uninsured last year, an increase of nearly 2 million people. Historically black colleges and universities with religious affiliations will be receiving more federal funding. President Trump announced yesterday during a conference with HBCU officials that the schools will no longer be restricted from accessing federal funding for capital projects after declaring a law unconstitutional. Under a capital financing program for historically black colleges and universities, the Education Department guarantees loans for capital improvements, but funding had been restricted for those HBCUs that were heavily involved in religion. And the Los Angeles Dodgers' seventh consecutive National League West title is secure. They clinched the division with a 7-3 win over the Orioles in Baltimore last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.